You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, episode number 11. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hi, I'm Jackie Ulmer, and yes, welcome back to the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. Well, today I'm here to share some tips with all of the moms, and dads too, out there. Some of you may have started your business and you're struggling with how to balance it all, and can you really make this work? You may have gotten involved and you may be asking yourself, maybe a couple days in, maybe a couple weeks in, maybe a couple months or even years in, you're asking yourself, can I really make this work? Well, I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. I've done it. I've gone from zero to hero, both in my business and with my family, and you can too. Now, I'm going to tell you it wasn't always easy, but what is, you know? I will tell you this, it was so worth it. And I'm proud of how the last 19 years have gone, what we accomplished, and what we're still accomplishing today as a family and business. And by the way, as I mentioned, this is for dads too. It's not just the moms and anyone building a team. It's truly for everyone. Here's the thing, a large percentage of the people who are going to come into your business will be moms, and they're going to find this information helpful. I assure you that. So bookmark it, save it, and even if it doesn't feel like it applies to you right now, know how to reference people back to this when they're struggling. Because again, everything that I share here are the exact tips and strategies and challenges, things that I used and challenges that I overcame and all that good stuff. And again, I'm so proud of the legacy of entrepreneurism that I've instilled in my children, whatever they choose to do with it. Today, they're both goal-oriented and well on their own paths. Now, just so you know, you'll find the show notes over at jackiealmer.com/SSW011. Now, it's important to note, my son was 18 months old when I started my network marketing business, and my daughter wasn't born yet. And as of the recording of this podcast, we're in March of 2013, my son is now 20 and a half, and my daughter is 17. So I'm here living proof that you can do it. You can have a great family life. You can create some sense of blended balance and all that good stuff. Now, before we get started on the main topic, I want to share today's question with you because it's highly relevant to the overall topic, and we'll be covering more of this in the main show. You know, the question is, how do I work my business around a full-time job and a family? And that's a great question. I will be the first to tell you, I was home full-time when I started my business. My son was 18 months old, but I am married to an airline pilot, so he was gone half the month. So in many ways, I felt like I was a single mom working my business at least half the time. A couple of tips I'm going to share, and make sure you listen all the way through to the podcast because I'm going to be covering lots of things that'll help you. The most important thing first is to calendar everything. Put your work down, put your play time down, church, housework time, and business time. Make sure all of that is scheduled on your calendar. You also want to sit down with your family and share your why, what you're working to accomplish, and you want to get them involved. You want to ask for their help. Avoid any hypey language or money claims that make them kind of go, oh, yeah, right, whatever. Just be very realistic and lay out a plan for them. And then ask them, what would they like to do? What would they like to have when you reach a certain success level? Again, get them engaged. And along with calendaring, create a family calendar so they can see any activities that you have that you'll be going to that relate to your business. And then schedule chunks of time. Don't focus on 1 and 2 hour big blocks of time to work your business. 15 minutes in the morning to make a quick phone call, noon on your lunch hour, in your car even. I have many moms who I work with on my team who actually go to their car to make those phone calls. Another thing that you can do is make a quick stop at Starbucks on the way home for just an extra 30 minutes to make a few calls. Get very organized with meal planning and, again, engage your family for help. Use your crock pot as much as possible. And, again, keep listening because we're going to be sharing some other things. I'll be sharing some other things as we go along in this podcast. So pay attention, be ready to take some notes, and let's hit it. Well, I'm just going to get honesty right out on the table as we start. I struggled a lot in the beginning, and I'll be honest, I made my kids an excuse much of the time instead of making them my why. Even though they were my big why, I learned to use them as an excuse too. Oh gosh, you know, it's not quiet in the house, so I can't make phone calls. Or what if they, you know, need this? Or what if that? I mean, I made all kinds of excuses. And I don't know, it was probably about 3 years into my business, I attended a small private event of about 35 people, and I actually ended up having breakfast with the woman who was putting it on, a lady named Jan Rue. I'll be sharing a little bit more about her later on. But I actually was sharing with her over breakfast my challenges, and she looked me square in the eye, and she kind of called me out. She basically said, stop using your kids as an excuse and start using them as your why. And I have to tell you, I felt like somebody threw water in my face, but you know what? She was absolutely right, and the more I thought about it, the more right I knew that she was. So I made a decision, and I got into action. So again, make your children your powerful why. What does that mean? Well, there's some pain with gain, no doubt about it, whether you're exercising, working your muscles, you go on a diet, whatever it is, there's typically some pain associated with gain. Which do you want more of? For me, the pain of knowing that I had to get a job and go back to work and perhaps put my kids in daycare, or that I didn't create the success I wanted, the thought of that pain was greater for me even than the thought of the gain. I didn't want that pain, so I focused more on doing what I needed to do. So I'm going to ask you, what do you want more of? So again, hopefully you have some notes, you know, or notepad and pen to jot down some ideas for you. And you can get some of these over at the show notes too, jackiealmer.com/SSW011. Okay, first of all, and I kind of mentioned this in the question, have a family meeting and explain what you're doing, what your business plan is, and what you intend to accomplish for the family. You want to use language, of course, that's appropriate for their age range. You know, you can't get too involved if they're 2 and 4, but you can sit down and explain to them. Kids love being involved in things. They love feeling like they're a part of something, and they love helping out when they can. So definitely do that and ask for their help and support and lay out for them what that means. Maybe it means if they're little, picking up their toys in the evenings, or, you know, giving you 15 minutes of quiet time after you've spent some time with them. And we'll talk about that too. Set up a business plan and schedule it on the calendar as best you can, and then stick to it. Then you can show it as a reference point to the family, and they'll know when you're working and when you're available. So here's some other tips to what I call a terrific home business for the busy mom. Teach your children early on to respect your business and your time. You really can teach your children this type of respect from a really early age, and I really want to encourage you to do that. As challenging as it can be in the beginning, as they say, it's 21 days to a habit, you can instill this in your children too. I did, and I will tell you, once I did that, it paid off so well in the benefits, and also taught my children some really solid business skills that I feel will serve them well as they go off into adulthood. Set your office up in a separate room if at all possible. Another thing I did is I learned to get a babysitter several hours a day or a couple of days a week. I didn't do it daily, but a couple of days out of the week, I would get a babysitter for several hours a day. Now, a lot of the time, this was just a 10 or 11-year-old who lived in my neighborhood who wanted to come and basically play with the kids. I paid him or her, I had both actually, to just basically come and play, and then I went into my office and closed and locked the door and did what I needed to do. That way I was still there, and I was accessible if there was anything major, but it gave me amazing time, and it gave me time to concentrate on my business literally without distraction. Okay, this is really important. Spend quality time with your children first off in the day. Tell them that you're going to be working in your office for a set amount of time, and they'll need to play quietly together, maybe watch a movie, read books, or that type thing. But if you spend time with them first, you'll train them, and they'll be much more willing to give you time later because they'll be satisfied. They're not struggling for your time. I promise you, this really will pay off for you. Go to the park, do the things that you want to do with them first, early on in the day, and they will give you that time later. Now, there's always exceptions, but once you get them trained and you know in that groove with you, it's amazing. Now, one thing that I did, I learned to have a box of toys that they could only play with while I was working my business or if I was online on the phone or whatever. And the cool thing about that is it gave them the novelty of toys that, you know, they didn't have all the time. And then I learned to trade out the toys in regular intervals and that type thing. But they would become fascinated, and that would buy me 15 to 30 minutes, sometimes an hour or two of time where they would stay engaged. Now, I've mentioned this, but get your children involved in your business wherever possible, whether it's licking and sticking stamps and envelopes, putting up flyers, passing out business cards to parents of playmates. You'd be amazed at kids who like to get involved and do that. Whatever else you can do, that can really go a long way. Sometimes my kids would even beg to help. I learned to get them involved in age-appropriate tasks early on. Now, here's something else that worked extremely well for me. I got involved in a babysitting co-op with other moms in my area where I could do a trade out times for babysitting time. Now, what I learned to do is on my time when they had my kids, which my kids loved it, it was like play group for them, you know, play time with their friends. This was part of my play group anyway. That's who we did the babysitting co-op with, but they just felt like it was play time. And what I learned to do is spend that time only for business activities. And then when it was my turn to have kids over because I was babysitting someone else's kids, that's when I became super mom, you know, and we did crafts and all kinds of stuff like that, and I didn't try to focus on my business then. But that babysitting co-op worked extremely well, and if you can't find one, start one. I'll tell you quickly, we used popsicle sticks. We had every popsicle stick equaled 30 minutes, and everybody started with the same number, and you would pay somebody in popsicle sticks, and when all yours were gone, you needed to call in, you know, and do some babysitting yourself. But that's how it worked for us. We kept it very, very simple. Now, I want you to realize that there's going to be times of frustration and guilt. You're going to feel guilty when you're working your business, and you're going to feel guilty when you're not working your business. That's just the way it is. Now, sometimes kids get sick, and sometimes they misbehave, and they can cause moments of embarrassment. That's just part of it. I learned to share with people that the reason for me working my business was to be home with my kids, and so I would apologize if they came busting in, and, you know, I was on the phone, and they were screeching and fighting and that type thing. And I realized that, you know, my goal was to work with other moms or people who understood that. So I learned to let go of feeling super frustrated over that. I didn't start out that way, but again, making my children my why was a big part of it, a big, big part of it. Now, you know, one thing that I learned to do also is really make my business time my business time. I didn't want to get involved in unloading the dishwasher, throwing in a load of laundry, running errands, and that type thing. I learned to make a few phone calls during nap time back when they were that age, or during their favorite cartoon. Now, I'm not big on planting my kids in front of the TV, so I don't want to make it sound like that. But I'll be honest, I used it occasionally when I needed to buy some extra time for me. But because it wasn't a huge part of our day, that was novel too, definitely. And I also learned to realize that starting and stopping whatever I was working on numerous times, that was just part of the joy of working at home and being there with my kids. Now, if possible, hire as much outside help as you can. A cleaning service for the house, someone to do the yard, wash the windows, and that type thing. This frees up more of your time for business and your family. And as your business grows, you'll learn that you're worth a whole lot more on an hourly basis than what you're paying. And then always remember that you're setting a great example as your kids grow. And that is so, so very important. Now, before we get into the rest of the techniques and ideas that I used, I want to share my top tip of the day. And that is, balance is a myth. You're going to be in balance in some areas of your life and business and out of balance in others. And this is just an ongoing thing. And you know what? It would be this way if you were working outside of your home, if you were sick or whatever. If you're a mom with a full-time job, Try to schedule an extra few minutes each day to make some calls away from the house. This is tough in the beginning, but it's necessary. Even if it's making calls on your phone in your car. Two calls a day, two new contacts a day will begin to create the business that you want. Set reasonable goals for yourself and don't ever compare yourself to others. This is dangerous. No two people have the same life situation. Be the best that you can be and commit to those income-producing activities first and avoid email except for specific times during the day. Develop a story that encourages other moms and keep taking those baby steps forward. So on with some more ideas of some things that have worked for me. One thing I had to do is I had to give up my need for perfection or to control the task too heavily. That's when I got my children involved, whether it was folding clothes, loading and unloading the dishwasher, setting the table, helping stamp and stuff, you know, mailers and different things like that. I had to learn to give up my need for perfection. Another thing that I did is I learned to have conversations daily with them about the business and what it would mean to the entire family. That goes along with goal setting, dream building, and all those type things. And I will tell you, when you do that, not only do you get them engaged in your business, you give them an amazing lifelong skill of goal setting and dream building for themselves. You know, one sad thing that goes on in our society is that people give up on their dreams way too early. As kids, we're big dreamers, and then we let go of that. If you can teach your children to keep doing that and hold on to it, that will serve them so well. They will go on to have an extremely successful life. Now, something else that I did, and this is kind of controversial with some people, but I used a reward system. I wasn't super heavy duty with it, but we would do things like, you know, play at the park during the day, and then when we came home, you know, I would tell them, all right, now I need 30 minutes of time to do this or whatever, and I need you to do that. And if everything goes well, when it's over, we'll go get ice cream or whatever it was. That may fit for you, maybe not, but I will tell you that for the most part, there were exceptions, but for the most part, that worked really well for me. As I mentioned earlier, never compare yourself with anyone else. Just recognize where you are in your life and your life sequence and set your expectations around that. You know, that was something that I struggled with. I would go to conventions and see people on stage that had been in the business the same amount of time as me, and they were making so much more money and having so much more success. And sometimes I didn't stop and factor in the fact that, well, you know, their children were grown or they didn't have children. They were married or not married, and they not necessarily home with small children with a husband who was gone half the month. So I had to learn to let go of that and recognize and acknowledge myself for where I was in my life sequence and be realistic with my expectations. Now, I also learned that I was going to make the decision to give up all other clutter in my life in order to work my business at every possible moment I could when my kids would allow. And that meant, by clutter, I meant things like television, you know, just a lot of different things like that, things that were fun to do, but I knew that if I gave them up in the interim, gave them up in the short term, I could do whatever I want on down the road with my time, and that's exactly what happened. Another thing that I learned to do, and that's talking about those small pockets of time, I learned to make phone calls in the car during things like sports practices, dance practice, gymnastics, whatever it is, or, you know, maybe your kids are involved in drama, mine was. Anytime that they were doing a practice, not every single time, but there were times when I would stay in the car and I would make phone calls. Now, I didn't do this during games or performances or anything where it was super important, but I did do that during practices a lot of the time. And I actually created a blog post and a video on how I do this. You can go to jackiealmer.com/busymom, and you will find that blog post and video. And again, I learned to never use quiet time to do housework. I definitely learned that. It was important to me to use any quiet time that I had to build my business. And this included when my kids started school, preschool and kindergarten. You know, there were a lot of times I would see the moms going off to the bagel and coffee shop to sit around and chat about that week's episode of ER. That's, I'm dating myself, but that was the big hot TV show when my kids were little. And I didn't watch ER and I didn't spend that time. And sometimes it felt kind of wistful to me, wishing that I would do that. But I knew that I was building something, a legacy for my family. And that's exactly what I went on to do. So I would Zoom home and use that two and a half, 3 hours to work on my business. And then again, I got my kids involved in household chores. So get your kids involved. And you can do this after school time, after you've been working your business. You can make it fun. You don't have to tell them it's chores. Don't let them know it's work. Kids love doing that stuff until they find out that it's work. You want to get very clear on your reason why, and this is going to sustain you when someone tells you no or things get slow in your business. And again, make sure that your why is very powerful to you and that it means more to you than what anyone else might think or say. And again, I don't know about you, but for me, the ability to create a fabulous lifestyle for my family and to never have to put my kids in daycare meant more to me than anyone else's opinion. Now, again, realize that as a mom with small children or a dad, you're going to have to balance and prioritize in a different way. You want to communicate with your sponsor, your upline, and your team about your commitment, your priorities, and how you're going to balance the two. You don't want to ever feel the need to compromise your values in building your network marketing business. I didn't do this, and you don't have to either. Now, at the same time, you don't want to use your children as an excuse not to attend events. Events are so important on instilling belief and changing lives, really and truly. So don't get into that habit of using your children as an excuse not to attend events. Make it a family event if you can. Bring the family along, or you may have to do some serious planning. I've had my parents come and stay with my kids. I've sent my kids to stay with my parents. I've pawned them off on a few friends for a few nights. Or if my husband was home, then you know, he took care of them and I went off to do the business. I had to get creative more than once. And I can tell you, speaking of feeling out of balance, it was very frazzling at the time. But we did it. We made it work. And you know what, really and truly, most of the time, my kids had an absolute ball. They enjoyed me being gone, especially as they got older, whether it was spending time with my parents, spending time alone with their dad, spending time at friends, whatever. They learned to have a great time with that. It's usually, as moms, it's usually our own guilt and our own stress over it that makes it seem like they need us every minute of the day. Now, I will tell you, at first, I made the mistake of planning absolutely everything. I like to call it my way of trying to control the entire universe. I've learned to let go of that. I planned everything. I would cook and freeze meals. I would get their clothes all ready. I would write out a long note of what they did here or there. I mean, I was basically a terrible control freak. Most of the time, this was when my husband was home. And after a few years, I learned to let go of that one. I mean, goodness, my husband's an airline pilot. And when he was gone, he never once worried about what I would feed the kids when I was gone, if I would remember to take him to activities. He's capable, and I learned to let him be. No one died or was worse for the wear, at least as far as I knew, you know. They may have gone to school in dirty clothes. I don't have any idea, but they had a great time. They spent time with their dad, and I got to do what I needed to do. And you know what? I don't need to control every single thing. Now, you're going to want to get organized, and I mean in every area of your life. Organize your business and your life. Set up a calendar with everything about home and business. Mark out those times on it that are strictly family and every other non-negotiable in your life. Then, and this is very important, you have to find time each day that you're going to work your business. And commit to these times, no matter how small the time frame. Be consistent and don't procrastinate. And ask for help in any way that you can. Again, talk to your spouse about taking the kids for an hour so you can make calls. Talk about splitting up household duties differently. Invest in help as your budget allows. I know for me, hiring a cleaning lady was a top priority for me as my business and profits grew. It's one of the first things that I rewarded myself with. And guess what? I got more productive and began to make more money. The grocery store can be a big help too. I learned to buy pre-chopped fresh vegetables, marinated meats, whatever I could do to make things simpler. And I'm a stickler on healthy meals and nutrition, so I've never resorted to the fast food syndrome. I can really tell you that was big for me. I learned to use my crock pot and use it. I made healthy, delicious meals in a snap. Sometimes that meant throwing a whole bunch of stuff in the morning and figuring it out later. But you know what? No one ever complained. We always had something warm to eat for the most part and something nutritious. So get organized in those ways too. Definitely set clear goals and intentions for your business. As Yoda said in Star Wars to Luke, there is no try, there is only do or do not. That really became a mantra of mine. There is no try, there is only do or do not. And the same thing needs to go for your business. Make success non-negotiable. And remember, it's a marathon in our business, it's not a sprint. So what if it takes you 7 years to become a top income earner or hit your income goal? Will it be any less worth it? No, it'll be every bit as worth it, so just make it happen. And then work on self-development. Make time for it. If you look for time in your schedule, it'll never happen. If you try to find time, you can't find time. You can only make time. And you have to make time for your business, and you have to make time for the very important task of developing your mindset and growing your business from the inside out. This is the single most important ingredient in your business. And then, of course, use technology. Don't let it overtake you, though. Today, with the internet and all the tools that are out there, keeping in touch, delivering timely information to prospects, training to your team, and even putting yourself out there so that people who are ready and looking for a business now can find you through the search engines. Don't let technology scare you. I had moderate success in network marketing doing it the old-fashioned way. I created a full-time income, but not obscene money. And today, over the last 13 years using the internet a lot in my business, I am a very happy MLM wham, working about 30 hours a week. I'm able to work fewer hours than the typical networker because I let technology be my sales force and be my PR person. You can go back through previous shows here on the podcast. Episodes 7 and 9 specifically are 2, and I believe 10 as well are 3 that you're going to want to revisit and learn more about if you haven't taken your business online yet. Now, I'm going to say this again. I've said it before, but compare yourself to no one. This is so important. Who are you competing with? You're only competing with yourself. And that's truly it, because competing with anyone else is like apples and oranges. Everyone has different strengths, weaknesses, life challenges, life situations, ambitions, and goals. Comparing yourself to anyone else is a complete waste of energy. So if you have to do a comparison, then use yourself and your past accomplishments and the action steps that you're taking as the measuring stick. Track your steps and then strive for more each week. If you do this, your business is going to soar. Don't forget to reward yourself too. Life is meant to be fun, and so is business. In the beginning, it's more difficult to set income goals because you're building the foundation. This was frustrating to me until I discovered that by setting activity goals in the beginning, I could track my progress and feel good about the steps I was taking along the way to make things happen. And as my action steps picked up, the rewards kept coming and my business kept growing. And it kept producing then those earlier elusive income goals. So look inward and then take outward action. Get busy charting your own game plan and focus forward. And along the way, treat yourself for a job well done. It doesn't have to be extravagant, but make it fun. Believe in the power of your dream. The subconscious mind is a funny thing. It does not know the difference between what is real and what is imagined. So, since you're the one who controls your thoughts, daydream some very powerful thoughts. Let your mind go nuts as you wander through your own field of dreams. And while you're there, believe it. Believe it, and it will come true. As a mom and a dad, you have the ability to offer the greatest gifts of all to your children and your family. You have the ability to raise happy, wholesome, and educated children. You have the ability to contribute to the family income without the need for makeup, pantyhose, or glass ceilings. Amen to that. What a relief, right? You truly do have the ability to have it all and have enough without compromising your children along the way. So grasp the opportunity before you, and I promise you this, you will never regret it. Now for today's book recommendation. You know, when I really got serious and started my business, I needed a mentor outside of my primary network marketing company because nobody was doing on the surface anyway, nobody that I could find was doing what I was trying to do. Nobody was actually actively building, being involved in the day-to-day building of a network marketing business who was doing it with small children. So I went looking for a mentor, and back then it was hard to find someone. I'm talking about the 90s, before the internet, at least for me. I'm talking about like 1994, 95, 96, along in there. So I went looking, and I stumbled upon a lady named Jan Rue. Now, I referenced her earlier because she's the one that called me out for making my kids an excuse instead of the reason. I found her book, MLM Nuts and Bolts. And you can actually find it today at jackiealmer.com/bolts, B-O-L-T-S. The book is MLM Nuts and Bolts, and I really, really liked it because she shared her story. Now, my story was nothing like hers in that she went through a disastrous divorce, a six-figure in debt divorce, had a horrible relationship, splitting time with her children, just a lot of challenges. She was highly in debt, but she managed to hang on to her dignity, hang on to her children, and work her business full-time and develop the income that she needed and go on to become a multimillionaire through her network marketing business. So that's the book I want to recommend today, MLM Nuts and Bolts. Again, you can find it over at jackiealmer.com/bolts, B-O-L-T-S. And I really want to encourage you to read it. Even if you're not a single mom, even if you didn't go way in debt on a divorce or anything like that, her story was very encouraging and empowering to me. And while it's based around a party plan company that she worked, getting consistent is really the key. So I hope you'll check it out, and I hope it'll make a difference for you. Well, that's it for today's podcast episode, and I appreciate you spending some time with me. Again, you can find the show notes over at jackiealmer.com/SSW011. I want to leave you with this. Moms and others, you can do this. I did it, you can too, and I believe in you. So if you found this podcast helpful, I would be so grateful if you would head over to iTunes and give me a review and give me a 5-star rating if you'd be so inclined. And thanks so much. And of course, I'll look forward to seeing you on next week's podcast. Thanks again for listening in. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.